Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. That's a piece known as the Christmas Concerto by the composer Arcangelo Corelli. The trio performing it is made up of professional musicians from Boston area orchestras, but they're not playing this piece in a concert hall or at a fancy holiday function. This is the Pine Street Inn. Shelter Music Boston formed 3.5 years ago to bring live classical music to the homeless. Since then, the nonprofit group has performed 130 concerts at Boston shelters. And the performers hope that besides bringing professional-level music to a population that rarely gets to hear it, their playing will have a therapeutic effect. It's a mid-December early evening, a time when much of the outside world is in full holiday shopping frenzy. But the Pine Street Inn's overnight guests are settling in for another night of shelter life, stashing their belongings in lockers, jockeying for time in one of the showers. A big open space with linoleum floors, vinyl chairs, and a single television set is the closest thing they have to a living room.
May I have your attention, please?
But tonight, there's a break from the usual routine.
We have Shelter Music in Boston, who's here for you. It's beautiful music.
There's an audible ripple of delight in the room. Then shelter residents begin streaming into the common area, some of them making a point to grab front row seats. Others wave and say hi to violinist Julie Levin as she sets up her music stand and an erasable whiteboard listing the evening's musical program. Many of these residents have seen Shelter Music Boston's concerts before.
That's one of my favorite songs. Hazy Joy, Man's Desiring. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a holiday program tonight. So I hope you guys are feeling like singing tonight. You don't have to. Maybe you'll...
Julie Levin founded Shelter Music Boston. She also performs with the Handel and Haydn Society in Boston Baroque. But unlike those more traditional orchestras, she's designed Shelter Music Boston to be an interactive event.
We listen to what they have to say about the music. We talk to each other about composers. In fact, at the Shattuck Shelter, one night when we were packing up, two men were having a friendly argument about who was better, Beethoven or Dvorak.
When Levin first approached Pine Street and proposed putting on classical music concerts there, the shelter's volunteer coordinator, Elizabeth Condren, wondered how to graciously decline.
When she called, I was like, "You're really? Like, there's no way."
Condren admits now that she used to think of classical music as being too elite for a homeless audience.
I just felt like they'd either boo her out of there or be like, "Who is this lady? This is for, like, Symphony Hall. She's really missed the fact this is Pine Street." And I just didn't think she'd get it. But I was definitely proven wrong.
We have this lovely little set of three pieces from the Nutcracker to take a little visit to Mr. Tchaikovsky. This is probably his best-known piece, and there's a lot of happiness and joy in this music. People dance to it. But he kind of struggled in his life, actually. He wasn't always happy, and he had some pretty big challenges.
Many of the women seem entranced as the musicians play. Some close their eyes and sway their heads. Others just smile while watching intently. One woman sits straight up in her seat, holds her hands high, and simulates conducting. When each piece ends, the room erupts.
Bravo!
Music is just an open grace for whatever emotions are there. And people can connect their own emotions in a very personal way.
The concert ends with the shelter residents singing along to holiday classics. One Pine Street Inn resident, Jen, who doesn't want to give her last name, says the concert is transporting, even if temporarily.
It's beautiful music. It took me away, you know, away from my problems. Music does that. And it's a shame that once it's over, everything's like back to normal again.
Other women reminisce about instruments they played as children, And Levin says some audience members tell her they've arrived at the concerts with headaches and aching joints and left feeling physically better.
Part of what we're doing is reinventing what classical music is capable of. Put it in a different setting, and it has a different impact from when folks go to symphony hall.
Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, I'm
We love you here.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Come again, please
we
do.
Will, you know we do. So
as the musicians pack up, the shelter residents flock around them, eager for next month's performance.
You're musical and you're talented and you are wonderful people. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Merriest
pleasure.
Of Christmases
thank
always.
You
Don't go away.
We won't. We'll keep on coming back.
This story was produced by Lynn Joliger, and you can see pictures of Shelter Music Boston's concert at the Pine Street Inn from earlier this month at WBUR.org.